Brother Terry Attic, a former circuit overseer for 21 years, will follow the, and will now consider the next part of this symposium, future events that will require courage, the destruction of Babylon the Great.
Woman, Jehovah's most beautiful creation. We're going to talk about another woman. Her name, Babylon the Great. She is not a beautiful woman. Revelation 17, 1 to 5 describes her, this symbolic woman, as sitting on crowds and nations. What is the scope of her influence? Revelation 17, 18 calls Babylon the great city that has a kingdom over the kings of the earth. She must be an influential organization then, international in scope, a world empire. What kind of empire? A religious empire. What does she represent? All false religion. What future event is going to require courage on our part? Please turn with me to Revelation 17, verses 16 and 17. And the ten horns, that's all the political elements that give support to the United Nations. The ten horns that you saw and the wild beast represents the United Nations. These will hate the prostitute, another name, another way of describing this unpleasant woman, Babylon the Great. These will hate the prostitute and will make her devastated and naked. And they will eat up her flesh and completely burn her with fire. For God put it into their hearts to carry out his thought. Yes, to carry out their one thought by giving their kingdom to the wild beast until the words of God will have been accomplished. How extensive is her destruction? Eat up her flesh and completely burn her with fire. Well, she's a symbolic woman, so it's not literal eating or literal fire. But eating up her flesh, completely burning her with fire, gives us a picture of complete destruction. What will her destruction not mean? Evidently, it will not mean the destruction of her former, or the death of her former members. We noted that this event will test our courage. Why? Babylon the Great marks the outbreak of the Great Tribulation. The attack on religion is cut short. For what reason? Matthew 24:22 tells us, on account of the chosen ones, those days will be cut short. Thus, while all false religion will be torn down, true religion will survive. Let's recap what we know. Babylon the Great represents the world empire of false religion. Jehovah puts it into the minds of the political leaders of the world to destroy the physical elements of her organization. The attack is cut short on account of those faithful to Jehovah. What do we not know? What reason will be used by the political powers to justify their attack on false religion? We have to wait and see. False religion, as encompassed in the name Babylon the Great, has long been viewed as an obstacle to peace and security. It's often meddled in politics. She could be attacked for her wealth. How long will her destruction take? Revelation 18:10 says, "Too bad, you great city, Babylon, you strong city, because in 1 hour your judgment has arrived." Verse 21 says, "Thus with a swift pitch will Babylon the Great be hurled down, and she'll never be found again." Swift. 1 hour. We don't know exactly how long that time will be. So we will need courage when Babylon the Great is destroyed. How can we build our courage now? Let's look at a video that gives us an example as we watch a young sister in a sensitive situation.
Matthew, how did things go with your group?
Very good. In fact, Sally's experience is one that stands out for me.
Hi. Would you like to make a donation to the marathon?
No, thank you. Shall I put it in the bag, or do you want to wear it now?
No, thank you.
What's wrong, honey? You got something against them?
Well, no, I don't have anything against them personally.
So what's the problem?
I respect that they have a right to choose their lifestyle, but as a Bible reader...
Excuse me! I'm a Bible reader too. I go to church, and our church is one of the biggest supporters for this marathon. So what are you trying to say?
Displaying courage now will help me display courage in the future. Well, I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and we believe the Bible teaches sex is for a man and a woman who are married.
Intolerant people.
Wow. That sure took courage.
That's what I told her. And I asked her to think about when the political powers destroy false religion. At that time, people won't want to admit that they're religious. And so for us to admit that we're Jehovah's Witnesses then, well, that's going to require the same type of courage as she displayed at that market.
Wow. I remember when Sally was just a little girl handing out tracts. And now look how well she's done.
Speaking of tracts, may I share an experience with you, brothers?
Sure.
What do we need now to do now if we have not already done so? Let's turn to Revelation 18 and verse 4. Revelation 18 and verse 4. And I heard another voice out of heaven say, get out of her, my people, if you do not want to share with her in her sins, and if you do not want to receive part of her plagues. Who is the her? Babylon the Great. Why get out of her? What are her plagues going to be? Completely burned with fire. Who wants to be plagued in that way? But getting out of Babylon the Great means more than just separating from false religion. Babylonish influence is seen in many popular customs and celebrations, in the world's permissive attitude towards sex, in promoting entertainment involving spiritism, and much more. How do we give evidence that we've truly separated from Babylon the Great? We do so in our actions and the desires of our heart. Just like the sister in the video who courageously stood up for her moral values, who wasn't afraid to identify herself as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, we need to courageously uphold Jehovah's moral standards. Continue to preach. Continue to meet for worship, even as people's feelings against religion become more polarized. We have an example in Noah. 2 Peter 2 and 5 calls him a preacher of righteousness. With Satan, the demons, the Nephilim, and most people either indifferent or opposed to him, Noah needed courage as well as faith in Jehovah's ability to safeguard him. Can we imitate Noah? Certainly we can. We have the same backing. Jehovah safeguards us too. Unlike Noah, who had no congregation to work with, we have a congregation to support us. We have Jehovah's organization to support us. So let's keep preaching and preaching the good news despite opposition until Jehovah says this aspect of the work is done. Until the attack on that symbolic woman, Babylon the Great, takes place, people still have time to respond to the good news. Let's appreciate how preaching the good news will help us to develop the courage we need now to prepare for the destruction of Babylon the Great.